This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, hey there, Kevin McCullough. Glad to welcome you into a Saturday night where we're going to ask a very important question. Elon who? And where is she actually from? And in the Ladies Lounge tonight, Kristen B. Tate in the Ladies Lounge. Looking forward to that. She will be live on location from a family wedding. You talk about a commitment to doing broadcasts. Welcome in. It's a Saturday. A lot to get to. There's a breaking news Saturday, too. In fact, we'll get to some of that coming up. I am firmly, for those of you concerned about the double old-fashioned sitting on my desk full of the dark brown stuff, this is iced coffee. That is not what you might have been tempted to think might have been any number of other things. Anyway, welcome in. Hey, how are you? We've got a lot to get to today. Justin Bieber is starting to go off on politics on his Twitter feed now. And, I kind of think that Bieber would be better if he were to stick to dancing around in ice cream cone costumes. Because that's actually, I think, the better way to go. But we've got some actual news to get to tonight. We've got, and we're gonna. This has been an interesting week with the president and the four freshmen, because what you've been dealing with is these girls that have really come in and kind of just stolen every ounce of limelight that they possibly could from the traditional powers at be in the Democratic Party. And the ironic thing about that is that we know that they don't reflect a lot of the values for people across the country. And so what you're dealing with now is the aftermath of not only their actions, the president reacting to those, but now them reacting back to the president's actions. And of course, everyone is a racist except Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is that just getting old to am I the only one that it's getting old to? It seems like it's getting old to me. It's tiring when you don't kiss her boots and she goes, "Oh, you're a racist." It seems shallow, not really very thoughtful in terms of her response, but trying to come up with, well, that's a trope and that's a virtue signaled word and this and that and all the rest. It just seems to me like we're not dealing with honesty when it comes to the issue of Ms. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but we'll deal with one of her teammates. If the squad is a team, if it's a starting squad for a team, there is probably no one that's been more significant in terms of the squad's impact than her teammate Ilhan Omar. And this week there was a new report. You may or may not have heard that there have been questions raised about her immigration status, how she got here, what pretense she came under. And it appears as though, and there's been this rumor circulating pretty strongly that she may have married her biological brother for a period of time to help win some immigration influence for him or for her, one of the two. I don't know exactly how it worked. But that, setting that rumor aside, it does appear that she committed straightforward fraud on her entrance into the country. And by doing that, I don't know that she should be allowed to continue in Congress. And I'm curious to talk to you about that tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. What we're going to try to see is the facts. and get to the facts. Now, when you bring up facts on social media this week, and I found this out pretty quickly, if they are not favorable to Ilhan Omar, then there are people that seem to get really upset about it very quickly, and then they seem to have some sort of hissy fit. At the end of the day, it is really vital that what we do is very much stick to the facts as the facts themselves are presented. And what we're hopeful that we will be able to discover in the days to come is exactly what the facts say about her status. And, you know, if she didn't commit any fraud, then she should be able to easily explain that and say, yep, there was nothing at all unusual or untoward about what we did. But if there was such a thing as a switching of an identity, taking a name that she didn't have, pretending to be a member of someone's family that she wasn't, etc., then she should definitely be held accountable for those actions. And I find this whole conversation extremely enlightening when you're talking about the controversy of last week, which was this issue of whether or not she was an American citizen, and the president saying, you know, those of you that have come from other places that have problems, if you want to fix our problems and you think that I'm doing such a bad job, why don't you go fix those problems and then come back and show us how you did it, and then maybe we'll listen to you and understand what you did, instead of just criticizing the attempts that he's using to try to fix the problems constantly. Well, as a result of that, of course, they said that he was racist and his intentions were racist. He pushes back against that. Then you had the chanting issue at the rally in North Carolina this week. I was not comfortable with that. I don't know anybody that was comfortable with that. At the end of the day, there was probably some things that could have been done differently across the board. But it does make this issue of whether or not she's a legal citizen in firm legal standing, it makes this relevant. If this immigration fraud was in fact committed, does it not? In other words, if she's not even here on proper grounds, doesn't that highlight this issue that the president is pointing out, which is it's easy to talk about fixing things, especially if your loyalties aren't to America. And what I find with the Freshman Four, at least on a consistent basis over the last number of weeks, is that they have a very strong loyalty to non-America. It's being loyal to America that they seem to have problems with. I haven't said send them back. I haven't said send her back. In fact, my preference would have been from the beginning, if we had decided let's focus on another idea, instead of chanting send her back, how about chant vote her out? Because that's the way we do it in America. We actually believe that the will of the people is something that we observe, and we have that as a key component to all these different elements of our government. And if she's done a bad job or if she's not representing her district very well, then I think it's totally appropriate to chant vote her out. It's not the same as lock her up, which is what they chanted about Hillary. And I find it distasteful to chant send her back. But voting someone out who's not being faithful to their mission, to their calling, to their mandate by their voters, I think is totally appropriate. 888-340-3373. If you've got thoughts about that tonight, I'll be glad to take them. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we'll get into some of this report that I want to report to you tonight about who Ilhan Omar actually is. I titled this tonight on the big board Ilhan Who for a reason. This is we don't necessarily know what her last name actually is. And if it is what Somalian sources say it is, then it matches that of someone that she was married to, who is likely her biological brother. That's just another layer of the controversy. But first and foremost, we the American people have the right to know who she is. We have the right to know, certainly the voters of her district do. So if you're in Minnesota tonight and you voted for Ilhan Omar and you don't know that that's not her last name, then you certainly have the right to figure that out and to demand that and to ask her to be straightforward with it. And so far, she's not been straightforward at all. She's hiding it. She's decided to go underground with everything about her identity. She won't release the names of her siblings. She won't release the name of her fellow family members. When she was asked about why she was married to two men at the same time in 2017 legally, she said, "Well, we weren't really in our faith. In our faith traditions, we had divorced and married and so forth. But legally, she was actually married to two men at the same time." There's a lot of questions about that. Why won't she answer them? Why won't she just sit down and say, this is what it was, and this is how it happened, and if everything is on the up and up, why can't we just go with that? It seems rather, I don't know, dishonest to not be willing to. And that's my problem with the Freshman Four. Very little of what they say seems to be true. And I don't know if the president's handled it perfectly, but I don't know that I would handle it tremendously different if I was feeling the same amount of frustrations. We'll take your calls coming up right now. It's Kevin McCullough on Radio Night Live, live from New York.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Thank you. Our phone line is open, 888-340-3373. There are more developments related to the background of who Ilhan Omar, one of the four, are that the president has challenged and taken on. Even Nancy Pelosi was taking her on last week, and AOC turned it back on Nancy Pelosi and said, "You're challenging us, these four women of color. You're a racist," just because she was challenging them. They call everyone a racist. If you dislike them, if you dislike their opinions, if you disagree with their assertions. But for Ilhan Omar in particular, there are some new questions that have been raised as it relates to her marital history. Just for those of you that are a little behind the scene, let me read from the Star Tribune. New investigative documents released by a state agency have given fresh life to lingering questions about the marital history of Representative Omar and whether she once married a man to skirt immigration laws. Omar has denied the allegations in the past, dismissing them as, quote, baseless rumors, first raised in an online Somali politics forum and championed by conservative bloggers during her 2016 campaign for the Minnesota House. But she said little then or since about Ahmed Nur Saeed Almi, a former husband who swept into her life in 2009 before a 2011 separation. The question surfaced again this month in a state probe of campaign finance violations. Now, here's where this gets interesting. If she had in fact married her brother, and then because of the attention being brought to the fact that she was married to two men at the same time, divorced one and used campaign finance campaign finances to do just that, then she had committed campaign finance violation, campaign finance law violation. You can't use campaign finance funds for personal life stuff. She has now legally corrected the discrepancy. She has declined to say anything about how or why it happened. The new documents also detail Omar's campaign efforts to keep the story of her marriage to a man by the name of Elmi out of the press, arguing that the detailed coverage would legitimize the accusations and invade her privacy. But here's how it goes. She was born in 1982 in Somalia. As a teenager in 1997, she settled in Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis after fleeing the civil war in Somalia. In 2002, at 19, she marries Ahmed Hirsi, 22, in their, quote, faith tradition in Minnesota, but they don't legally marry. In 2008, Omar and Hirsi, now the parents of two children, reach an, quote, impasse in our life together, that was her words, and divorce in their, quote, faith tradition. In 2009, Omar, at 26, marries Ahmed Nur Saeed Elmi, 23, whom she identifies as a British citizen. Omar and Elmi end their relationship and divorce in their faith tradition in 2011, but do not legally divorce until 2017. Omar and Hirsi reconcile in 2012 and have a third child. In 2014 and 15, she files joint tax returns with Hirsi. Though they are not yet legally married, she remains legally married to Elmi. Then in 2016, Omar, endorsed by the DFL over longtime incumbent Phyllis Khan, that's the Democratic group, she's elected to the State House, becoming the first Somali-American Muslim legislator in the United States. In 2017, she's granted a legal divorce from Elmi, and then she legally marries Hirsi and is elected to Congress. Since the most recent findings of Campaign Finance Board that discovered Omar had improperly used campaign money to pay a lawyer to fix her tax filings and to do her divorce filings. Little else could be publicly available, and they could find little publicly available information about Elmy. The search of the records could neither conclusively confirm, but also neither rebut the allegation that Omar was her sibling. Here's the newest part, though. She was brought to the United States and was allowed to enter the United States, though she was not named Omar, by a family who allowed her to use the name Omar. What she had not revealed previously and reveals now, has been revealed now, is that she, her father, and two sisters and several siblings were allowed to enter the U.S. under the asylum laws at the time, but they did not have the proper identification. So the Omar family allowed them to use their name, though they were not legally members of the Omar family. Her last name actually was Elmy at the time, same as the person that she later married in her, quote, faith tradition, and then legally married, though did not legally divorce him until 2017. She became a congresswoman from Minnesota in 2018. Now, friends, let's just set the brother thing aside for a second. Forget that part of it. Let me just ask you this simple question. If she did not have the name Omar, if that is not her legal name, even to this day, if there's no evidence that the Omar family adopted her, that there was no evidence that custody was ever granted, there was no legal proceeding by which that should ever happen, should she be serving in the Congress of the United States tonight? 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your reactions. 888-340-3373. If Ilhan Omar, in fact, did not have the name Omar, if that is not her legal family name, and as she came to the United States, this other family dishonestly said, we're going to let you use our name so that you can come in on our legal visa to get into the United States, and you can come in with us, and you can pretend to be part of our family, should she be legally a member of the House of Representatives today? Doesn't that put her entire status of citizenship and legal status within the United States in jeopardy? Isn't that the right thing to do? That's my opinion. But I want to know if you think I'm wrong, and if so, explain how. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. She's also said, and we have a picture of her with the bullhorn at the airport. This was from this week after she left and went back. She said through that bullhorn to everybody that was there, she is going to become our president's worst nightmare. Now, I have different thoughts on that. I don't know that Donald Trump will lose 2 seconds of sleep to Ilhan Omar saying that she's going to become his nightmare. But whether that happens or not, does she have the legal standing right now if she came in, if the charge is that she came in on a borrowed name, should she be allowed to continue in the House of Representatives from this night forward? 888-340-3373. It's a very simple yes or no, and explain to me why you think what you do. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. When we come back, I'll take your calls. As soon as one hangs up, that means the phone line will be open, and we'll take your call as well. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. If you'd like to drop us a line on Twitter, you can also do that, and we will take your comments as we go. But I think it's a rather disturbing thing that she may be a complete fraud and pretending to be a congresswoman from the state.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump continues to stand behind his controversial tweets. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Trump is digging in on his strategy of attacking four progressive minority congresswomen. Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House and says he doesn't care how it affects him politically.
I don't know if it's good or bad politically. I don't care. But when people are speaking so badly, when they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I can tell you this, you can't talk that way about our country.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have actually commented in March that the country has gone so far in the wrong direction that people shouldn't be satisfied with moderate policies that are merely 10% better than garbage.
Watch and read the stories you've been hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, live from New York, and we are glad to be with you on this Saturday night. And as we are getting ready for Decision 2020, of course, continuing coverage here on Radio Night Live as we go through the next 400-plus days getting ready for that next election. And tonight we're talking about the woman who said this week that she wants to become the nightmare for the president. That's what she actually wants to be. She wants to be the president's worst nightmare. And she told everybody that when she got off the plane. Sounds like people trying to solve problems and work together for the good of the country, right? See, And there's so many reasons why I have issues with Ilhan Omar, but I want to boil it down to just this one. It turned out this week, according to papers and newly sourced sources from the Somalian community, not from the American community, but from the Somali community, that she did not enter the U.S. As a member of the Omar family. She was not an Omar when she came to the U.S. Her last name was Elmi, and she ended up later marrying a guy named Elmi, but she was not Ilhan Omar. And in the process of this coming to light, it raises new questions about whether or not there was fraud committed in her immigration into the U.S. Now, it shouldn't be surprising that she opposes the president's approach to immigration. She very much believes that he's on the wrong track when it comes to all that. So I guess, you know, what one could argue is, you know, that she, you know, might have very personal reasons for not being, in favor of some of his immigration ideas. Because maybe it would uncover something that she needs to be held accountable for. But I want to know from you, if her immigration status was produced under fraudulent means, that she was not who she said she was, that she did not have the rights to the name that she claimed at the time, should she be allowed to continue in the service of the people in the People's House of the Congress of the United States? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Frank, who's calling us from Des Moines, Iowa tonight. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. Well, the obvious answer is no. But from what I've been hearing so far in the media, anybody who even poses the question is automatically met with the word bigot. So she's not going to answer the question. She's going to dodge and avoid the question. The only way, it would have to be the Justice Department or INS somehow intervene and get into it. But I don't know if the Somali, I don't know if Somali is a functioning government and you can find her total background or whatever she's got going, but I would suggest no.
What if
she should not?
What if she was just willing to produce a document with the names of her siblings? She's been resistant to do that so far, Frank. And is that an unreasonable request?
But anybody that challenges her is automatically a bigot. That's going to be the standard answer, and they're going to circle the wagons around her, just like when AOC said that compared the camps to death camps, concentration camps,
right.
They immediately circled the wagons around her, even though it was the stupidest thing that anybody said in centuries.
Well, you know, one of the problems there, though, Frank, is that now they are in the midst of a criminal investigation with the use of her campaign funds from her run for the state legislature. And so now it bears reasonable evidence and necessity if she was not who she said she was. She was married to someone she was not supposed to be, and they used campaign funds to basically commit a crime when they shouldn't have been. So this is no longer just a cultural thing. This is now a question of criminality on some level, and I would say fraud that gives you access to becoming a member of Congress is rather a significant one.
Well, as someone who dated a alien with a green card, resident alien for 15 years, I guess I know a little bit of something about this. And, you can be sent back if you're a resident alien of this country if you have broken the laws of the country, depending on what type of laws you break. If she broke a law by fraud by entering the country, that would be an automatic exit out the country. Not just not lose her Senate seat or her Congress seat,
right.
House seat, but an exit out of the country. But if you had just a quick second, I wanted to just dissect the quick fight between Pelosi and Trump.
Sure.
And how Trump is trying to make these people the face of the party. Pelosi's trying to get them shut up long enough to win the majorities, because Pelosi is as left as these guys. Don't kid nobody.
No, she is.
Pelosi is as left as these guys.
But she's afraid of losing seats. And so she can't appear to be as far left.
If she doesn't appeal to the moderates, about 20 votes is going to take her majority away. She won majority in 06, lost it in 2010. They lost the Senate in 2014. So she knows she ain't got another 8-year cycle. If she loses, and she would have to explain why she lost the House twice, she would have to flat out retire because she would no longer have a chance, and she ain't going to wait 10 years to get it. But Anna Presley said the key thing. If you've got a brown face, I'm out of time on that note.
We're up against the break, but good points all the way around. Kevin
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Or online at Lord's Diamond. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And I'm still taking your calls. Should you have a member of Congress, allowed to be a member of Congress, if in fact their entry into this country, the basis of who they claim to be, is completely not real? And that was the new revelation this week by David Steinberg, who has been the one that has written the lengthy critiques of Ilhan Omar's history and where she came from and so forth up till this time. But the newest report that he put out just this week revealed that she probably did not even enter the country under the given name Omar. And he doesn't source that to Americans. Sources. He sources that to Somali sources, people that have knowledge of who she came with and how she came in and what it was that she did while she was coming here. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, she was much younger. She was in her teens when she arrived. But if that was never revealed through her citizenship process, through the application for marriage licenses, for the filing of taxes, for the other stuff that she has done, is it a legitimate thing to raise the question as to whether or not she should be serving in Congress? And it would be one thing if she was going about her congressional career trying to, you know, represent her district and not make waves on the federal level for all federal policies, you know, just try to be a faithful servant, humble, working for the people of her district in Minnesota. But that would be not the person that we have. The person that we have introduced a BDS resolution this week, trying to encourage the United States to boycott our best ally, Israel, in the Middle East. She has made repeatedly anti-Semitic remarks about the Jewish people that live in the United States and the Jewish people that live in Israel. She has continually said things that were untrue about what we are doing at the border by way of the asylum process and the people that are seeking asylum. So it's one thing if she is not drawing any attention to herself and she's just going about trying to cast votes and do the best thing that she can for the people of Minnesota. But that's not the stature that she has aspired to since coming into Congress in 2018. She's taken a very vocal, a very pivotal, a very in-your-face kind of role. So my question tonight is very simple, and we've got a phone line open right now. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Should she be allowed to complete her time as a congressional representative if, in fact, she is not who she claims to be? And it certainly casts a very interesting light now into this whole discussion of, you know, what the president said about if you don't like this country, you don't have to stay in this country. A lot of people interpreted that as a very anti-American thing to say. I think that every person should feel that way about the country that they're in. Like, there's things about America that I don't like, but I'm willing to work to try to improve her. I'm willing to work to try to help her be better, and I'm going to sing her praises and love her regardless. These four do not seem to love America. They seem to only be obsessed with what they perceive to be why this country isn't the type of country that they want it to be in terms of socialism and open borders and everything else. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. If you call, you have to press 1 when you connect. That will connect you to the broadcast tonight, and we will put your call on the air. Kylie is ready to screen it, but we've got at least one phone call, one phone line open. I think we have two, actually. 888-340-3373. If your immigration status was a fraud when you came in, Congresswoman Omar, should you get to keep your job? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, tonight's show is brought to you in part by a great new sponsor that I want to tell you about. I told you about this a couple of weeks ago. But my friends over at a place called Sierra Sill have put together a formula that is designed to help reduce inflammation and help you get pain-free in less than 14 days. That's why it's Formula 14. But this is what it's made of. This combination is a pure, naturally occurring mineral compound that includes calcium, silicon, potassium, magnesium, manganese, copper, and zinc. And the research that they've done on it shows that the Formula 14 supports joint, cartilage, and muscle function, and it helps support detoxification. Now, if you do not see improvement with your pain within 14 days after getting a 90-day supply, they will refund it 100%. So here's the offer I have to make for you tonight, and here's the phone number I want you to call. 877-743-7720. 877-743-7720. I've taken this, by the way, personally, and I have seen it get rid of the old man aches that I was having. But it's reducing inflammation. It helps your body rid itself of pain naturally. You know, if you take Advil or Tylenol, that you've got all kinds of issues if you take that for very long. There's all kinds of studies now that are showing the detriment. Not so with Sierra Sil. Joint Formula 14 tonight, and go to noaches.life. That's a pretty cool URL, noaches.life, or call 877-743-7720, 877-743-7720. Now, here's what you're going to get. Put this back on the screen. Here's what you're going to get. If you call and you get this tonight, if you buy one 90-day bottle, they're going to give you a second one at 50% off. And again, if you're not completely satisfied, if it doesn't eradicate your pain, for me it was 2 days. They say give it up to 14, but if it doesn't eradicate your pain, full money back, total satisfaction guaranteed, zero risk at making this work and helping you get rid of the pain that you have. 877-743-7720, noaches.life, noaches, A-C-H-E-S, noaches.life, or 877-743-7720, 877-743-7720, 877-743-7720, Sierra Sil 14, Formula 14. And they've even got stuff, if you go to the website, they've got stuff for your pets as well, because your pets deserve to live pain-free as well. Noaches.life. Coming back, taking your calls. When we continue, it's Radio Night Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. At the top of the next hour, my friend Kristen B. Tate rejoins us in the ladies' lounge, and we will have certainly plenty to talk about. You know, this was also the 50th anniversary weekend of the landing on the moon.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
That happened 50 years ago. This weekend, and that, you know, there were a lot of things that we got out of that I don't think a lot of people have realized. So we'll get into some very interesting discussions with Kristen. Probably not that. Probably many other things, like Bernie Sanders actually being sued by his own campaign staff for not paying them $15 an hour when he has made that a centerpiece of his campaign, which is hilarious in my opinion. But that's a different issue altogether. 888-340-3373. We're talking about Ilhan Omar. Betty is in St. Petersburg, Florida, listening to AM 570. Hello, Betty.
Hi.
So what's your thought?
I agree with you. I've read...
Go ahead.
I've read a lot on just what you're saying, and I agree. It just sounds kind of crazy that she was married to two people at the same time. I mean, it sounds like that from everything you read about the dates. And she came from Somali, where there isn't many records because of her being a refugee. And it sounds like she was married to two people at once.
But let's put the brother and the marriage stuff aside for a second. If she entered the country under a name that she didn't have the right to. So the Omar family said, you and your dad and your sister can use our last name. And she's never revealed that in any of her public, disclosures. Shouldn't she be at least censured or in some way disciplined from Congress, maybe even forced to abdicate her seat?
Absolutely, and she also maybe that's connected to the fact that she didn't make her tax and immigration records available either. She's also deleted a lot of the social media accounts that would have linked her back to Elmi. And I think she needs to go. She's a fraud, and also to say to the president that she's his worst nightmare. I mean, who does that in Congress? Who in Congress talks against Israel and their speech is anti-Israel? I mean, this, you know, our country was based on Judeo-Christian. I know that it's gotten away from the Christian part, but still, we're a nation that upholds Israel. Israel is our ally. I just think she needs to go, and her colleagues too, the other three that make up the squad. They're all very anti-America, very hateful speech. These are people that are supposed to be working for Americans, and their speech and rhetoric and everything they stand for is very anti-American and very militant. She needs to go.
It's one of the reasons, and I hear you, Betty, and I thank you for your call tonight. Thanks for listening, and thanks for participating. That's one of the reasons why I genuinely believe the Democrats think they're running for a different office than the president does. They're running for the presidency of the world, or of non-America or something. President Trump...
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get an additional 500.